Local leaders are still hoping North Carolina lawmakers will find a way to replace money lost from the elimination of the business license tax. Governor Pat McCrory reiterated his support for that today. But as WFAE's Ben Bradford reports, the talk hasn't led to any action in Raleigh yet.
Local and state lawmakers all generally agree that the business privilege license tax was as cumbersome as its name. But the $65 million in revenue it brought into local governments before its elimination last year was a different story. Governor Pat McCrory said at that time, and again today, that he wants to find another way to give local governments that money.
I have specifically asked the mayors of the metropolitan areas, including the mayors of this region, to come up with some proposals on what we can do to close that gap. And I made that commitment to them last year, and I hope the legislature also follows through. But so that's my goal. I'm working with Jill Swain.
Jill Swain is the mayor of Huntersville and a head of the state Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. She has a slightly different take on her talks with the governor.
I think the way I would phrase it is that we have both been lamenting about the privilege license tax and hoping that it would come up in this session.
Swain says instead of proposals, she's looking for but hasn't found a legislator to spearhead the push and fast. Next year's budgets begin this summer, and Swain says uncertainty is as much of a problem as the lost revenue.
Right now, this is all an unknown, and it's really, really, really hard to plan ahead.
With progress stalled at such an early stage in the legislative process and so late in the budget season, it's unclear if a fix will be reached, or even if there's will for it in the General Assembly.
I'm a little anxious at this point. I just don't know whether to be optimistic or not.
Charlotte Mayor Dan Clodfelter, and the former legislator, says time is tight.
It can be done, but it will take an awful lot of work in a very short time. It's not simply a matter of drafting a proposal and rolling it out there. You have to then analyze the effect of that proposal on some 500 different local cities and 100 different counties.
Talks are occurring, says North Carolina League of Municipalities lobbyist Scott Mooneyham.
It would be a mistake to conclude just because the bill hasn't been filed that that's not the case.
The league is shopping four proposals. They include giving cities and counties a cut of a state business tax, the option to raise local sales taxes, or to stall for more time with a year extension of the old tax. If no fix is found, Charlotte will lose $18 million, or 3% of its total budget. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.